The federal government issued hundreds of billions of dollars in disaster loans to help small businesses during the pandemic. After some delays, those bills are starting to come due. In a new piece for the Wall Street Journal, our next guest found that some businesses are struggling to start repaying those loans, saying their business is still down at the same time as things like inflation and interest rates are high. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you run a business, did you take out one of these federal disaster loans during the pandemic? What did it mean for your business at the time? How is paying it back going? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Ruth Simon is a senior special writer who covers small business and entrepreneurship for the Wall Street Journal. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Nice to speak with you today.
Now, there were different ways that the federal government tried to help businesses get through the worst stages of the pandemic. Your piece focuses on these disaster loans. Can you remind us how those work?
Sure. These are different. Lots of people know about the federal Paycheck Protection Program loans, which were designed to be forgiven if you met certain requirements. This is a different program. These are disaster loans. They have a 30-year term and a low fixed rate, but they are designed to be paid back. And now those bills are starting to come due.
Right, those PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program loans, they got a lot more attention, I think. I don't know if they're more widely used. How widely used were these disaster loans?
A lot of businesses and nonprofits did receive these loans. The SBA issued roughly $390 billion with a B of these COVID disaster loans to nearly 4 million small businesses and nonprofits. And for many small businesses and nonprofits, it was a key piece of aid.
And you talked to people at some of these businesses. First of all, actually, before we get that, repayment was deferred at least once or twice, right?
Yes, repayment was deferred initially. There was a 12-month deferral. The SBA ultimately extended that to 30 months. The thing you have to know about the deferral was you were still getting charged interest during that deferral period, but the idea was to give small businesses some time to recover before they had to start paying back their loans.
Now, you talked to some business owners who were finding it a stretch, at least, to pay back some of the loans. Can you talk about some of the businesses you visited with and what you heard?
Sure. I mean, broadly speaking, I think the issue is things haven't bounced back for all the businesses. It's been an uneven recovery, and many businesses are still dealing with inflation and supply chain challenges. Some businesses, like I talked to someone who had a karate studio, and business never came back, and he had to shut it down. His loan was not huge, but it is a loan. It has to be repaid, and he is working three jobs already. So that's just one example. I also talked to the owner of a cookie shop who has used her money to expand her business, to work on her packaging, to hire a franchise consultant, and she started making payments. But I think she expected to be in a little bit of a better place than she is now.
Now, you mentioned inflation, there's interest rates. Also, some of the people you talk to are having trouble, as many businesses are, finding employees, or at least being able to afford employees at current market rates.
Wages have gone up. Filling positions has been difficult for lots of employers. And the other thing that I'd mention, too, is we have some economic uncertainty now. Some people are seeing, business starting to slow again, or maybe it hasn't bounced back to the levels that they thought it would be or that it was before the pandemic.
Talking to Ruth Simon, who covers small business for The Wall Street Journal, looking at federal COVID emergency loans from a couple of years back. Loan payments are starting to come due. Some businesses, that's fine. Others, Ruth finds, having trouble repaying. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. Coming up, we're going to talk to a small business expert here in Wisconsin. Love to hear how your small business, if you run one or work at one, is doing, for better or worse. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ruth, is there any hope of, further deferrals or anything like that for businesses in this position? We took out these loans. economy or our part of the economy didn't bounce back like we were hoping it would, what's next?
So I'd say a couple things. First of all, the SBA said about a third of the borrowers made some payments during the period that their loans were in deferral, which suggests they're in okay financial shape. If you're really struggling, there is a hardship payment option. You have to ask the SBA, and they'll let you make a reduced payment for 6 months. And then you have the option to renew that for another 6 months. When I talk to the SBA, they say they are continuing to look at the issue.
And is there any interest either from the White House or for Congress in tackling this and helping businesses again in this difficult position?
I haven't heard of anything yet. We will see. We don't know how many businesses are going to have trouble making their loan payments. What we saw was that there are more than 2 million loans that repayments begin either in December or January. And I think we need to get a sense of what's happening with those to see what happens next.
And Ruth, this loan is just one part of your small business and entrepreneurship beat. We talked about some of the challenges facing businesses in general. What are you watching for next on the small business front?
I'm really keeping my eye on the economy and what that means for small businesses. What happens in the labor market? Do we have sort of a smoother landing? Do things soften more? And also how small businesses are faring when it comes to competing with larger companies.
Ruth, thanks again for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
That's Ruth Simon, senior special writer who covers small business and entrepreneurship at the Wall Street Journal, with us today to talk about her recent report on why some small businesses are struggling to pay back federal pandemic disaster loans. Up next, we'll zoom in on Wisconsin and how small business is doing here with the head of UW-Eau Claire's Small Business Development Center. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. As you look around your community, have you seen a change in the landscape? Were a lot of your small businesses able to survive the last couple of years? Or has there been a lot of turnover? Maybe the local company replaced by a chain of some sort, or vice versa. Are you going back to local shops, restaurants, nail salons, you name it, as much as you did before the pandemic? Flip things around. If you're a small business owner yourself, and that covers a lot of ground, I know, how are things looking for you? What are some of the challenges? What has gone well over the last couple of years? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Right now, we're picking up our conversation about small businesses in Wisconsin and how or if they're recovering from the pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you and your business? What have the last few months or the past few years been like for you? How can we do a better job supporting, especially local small businesses? Did you use one of the federal disaster relief loans or the Paycheck Protection Plan? How did it all work for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Luke Kempin joins us now, director of the Small Business Development Center at UW-Eau Claire. Luke, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about what your organization does?
Well, the Small Business Development Center has a pretty straightforward mission. Our mission is to go out in the community and help people start and grow their businesses. In Wisconsin, there's 12 SBDC offices located pretty much at each one of the four-year campuses in Wisconsin. So,
now, it's been an unusual few years in the economy. I think that's a huge understatement. What are you seeing? What kind of the things are you seeing as the biggest challenges for different kinds of small businesses here in the state?
Well, I think Ruth did a nice job of kind of alluding to the four things that I'm seeing. I would say that's inflation and the employees, hiring employees and getting and finding employees, interest rates, and supply chain was a big issue, but that seems to be improving quite a bit. But along with that improving, now we have interest rates rising and inflation is still strong. So those are seems like we're going from one thing to the next. So.
And with we just talked to Ruth about those pandemic emergency loans hitting businesses hard if they're not ready for it. This could be a challenge for a business at any point. We took out a loan, things didn't go like we were hoping. Is there anything unusual about this in a way?
No, I think that you're right. It could happen even on a regular loan or a situation where, you know, a lot of times you're taking out these loans, you're not sure what's going to happen. Hence, you took out the loan to try to help cover what potentially could happen. And we have clients that have been able to pay back that loan. I just had a client this week reach out to me and said they paid back their entire EIDL loan, economic injury disaster loan, to the SBA. But then I've had other clients saying, is there more deferral? Is there another opportunity to defer these loans? So that's kind of where we're at. It kind of runs the gamut.
All right, let's get into some advice now. In general, if you're talking to somebody who's starting a business or maybe looking at expanding or trying to get through a tough patch and they're saying, all right, we're trying to figure out, should we take out loans? How much should we take out in loans? What do you ask them to consider? I know every case is going to be different, but what kind of things should be going through that person's mind?
Really, what we would recommend be done is that you do a set of financial projections, and that's what we do a lot of out of our UW-Eau Claire SBDC Center. A lot of our work is doing financial projections, and really a financial projection is like a budget. It's preparing a budget for your business. And whether you're a startup or an existing business, if you're looking to take on a new activity or offer a new product or something like that, you really want to run a budget on it or run a set of projections and see what it might look like. And that would be the starting point. If it doesn't work on paper, it's probably not going to work in the real world. And even if it does work on paper, it doesn't mean it's going to work in the real world either. So
I think for a lot of people going into a small business, they might know the subject well. We heard about the karate instructor that Ruth mentioned. He might be really good at karate, or IT. I'm really good at the computer side of things, or, you know, fill in the blanks there. But that doesn't necessarily come with the business skills, the accounting, things like that. For that person who knows their subject really well, are there ways they can find that kind of help here in the state? Where do you point them to start building those budget building and business planning skills?
Yeah, I guess I would, you know, certainly check out local resources. Each community, different parts of the state have different resources available to them. And as I mentioned, the SBDC has offices throughout the state, so that's a good place to start. But also there's a lot of local entities and things that might be in your community that you should look into. There's also different types of loan programs that might be out there, some for startups. And, you know, there may be some grants available too.
We got an email from Carrie, who describes herself as a former hospitality and housing owner in central Wisconsin. Carrie emails, the COVID pandemic created a survival of the fittest in the land of business, where the monopolies are pitted against moms and pops, the latter of which is financially weaker. These Band-Aid attempts were just that, not enough for the mass of mom and pops, only to further seize the success of the monopoly organizations. There's always that concern, I think, about the playing field. Luke, did the pandemic make it worse, as Carrie says, worse for small businesses, especially those competing with bigger organizations?
I think probably in some cases it has. But I think, you know, more importantly, probably is the ability of that small business to pivot. Different things happened during COVID. I mean, we all heard of restaurants that had to close their doors. And some of these restaurants said, well, we're going all to takeout. And so they were able to pivot and adjust to things. And I've got clients that were sit-down restaurants before the pandemic that have just stayed in that, you know, pivoted to takeout and stayed and continue with takeout only. So I think there's probably some truth to that, but I think a lot of it just depends on the business's ability to pivot and make changes and to adjust to what's happening right away. And typically the smaller business is more able to do that, more nimble to make those changes.
Now, for a business person, a small business owner who feels like they're kind of treading water right now with the challenges you just mentioned, they're just kind of getting by. What's a first step in making that pivot, in evaluating what are we doing, what could we do differently given these uncertainties?
Well, I think the first step, again, I would come back to is really understanding your financial situation, understanding what what, if you're offering multiple products, what products are making money? What are your margins on your product? In other words, what are you selling it for? What do you have to pay to produce it or to buy that product? And make sure there's, you have enough margin there to make it go. And you know, sometimes you see that with employees now, especially in the restaurant world, with inflation on food costs and things, we're seeing that a lot of restaurants have not been able to keep up with the rising cost and adjusting their prices, their selling prices for food. And so their margins are shrinking. So they need to be aware of that and really to, you know, really plan ahead and keep thinking about those things and keep watching things. The critical success factors of your business, you have to monitor them all the time.
And in just our last less than a minute, what are you watching for next with all these different variables going on? What do you have your eye on the most as we head into a new year when it comes to small business?
Well, I think right now what we're seeing is the interest rates are really probably a major factor, because I know the Fed is adjusting interest rates to try to knock inflation down. And it's probably working some, because we are seeing a lot of clients that have maybe pulled back on projects because the interest rate is so much higher than it had been in the past few years. I think we also have to realize, though, that still interest rates at 6% is still a pretty good rate when you look back historically. I remember my first home rate was around 12%. So we're still at fairly historically low rates, but we're not used to these types of rates. So,
Luke, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Luke Kempen, director of UW-Eau Claire's Small Business Development Center, with us for a look at Wisconsin small businesses and how they are doing.